The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Wild Wednesday, and it means that we're going to have irrelevant history, but relevant Bible trivia. That's always good. Irrelevant history, good Bible trivia. Good idea. Also, Kimberly McQuinn joins us live, which it's better to join us live than dead. That's going to be my theory there. She shares about her Christian journey and about Texas real estate. And finally, we're going to probe how to handle the what just happened.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. We could use a little bit more of that. Politics, I've told you before, poly being many, ticks being blood-sucking insects, don't forget that. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. So much more. How much more? A lot. Just a lot more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Not the nuclear codes. Don't worry. Hey, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. 2 weeks from tomorrow to be 1 year that we've done the show, and I think we've proven it every single show. It's not professional radio. It's two cans and a string. That's all it is, folks. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. See, that's a good combo. Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, Focus on the Family. That's right. Three frogs in a blender. It's the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Hanging out with me in studio, Kimberly McQuinn. How you doing, Kimberly? How are things going for you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. She doesn't have to do anything right now. This is the first segment where she can just hang out and do nothing and see what I'm going to go, what directions we're going to go, and what we're going to do. I have no idea what I'm doing. I mean, that's part of the fun of what we do. Here is a couple of things that I do want you to be aware of. If you, in fact, want to get in touch with us, you can do so by going to hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. And on that website, we have videos and audios, a whole bunch of stuff. In fact, there might even be a map there to get $1 million. Okay, there's not. But there could have been. I'm just saying. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is on that website, you'll have access to about 2,500 different shows for podcasts covering every subject from A to Z, or everything that I could fit in between A and Z over the period of time we've done shows. We encourage you to check it out. There's some encouraging audios there. There's some videos. There's also access through YouTube for He Must Increase Ministry, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. You can always drop me a line, David, at He Must Increase. All right. A couple other things I do want to say. We're going to start off with a trivia question because I want people to have an opportunity to get their brains going. But before we do, we must always cover our irrelevant history. Here it is. Let me just ask Kimberly, do you have any idea what history we got going on today? Anything sticking out? Anything at all?
Nothing that I can think of.
Nothing you can think of. Okay. How about Wonder Julie? Wonder Julie, have any idea about some of the brilliant holidays we might have going on today?
I do not.
All right. Let me say, first and foremost, it's scrapbooking day.
Okay.
For those that like scrapbooking. Not for me, nor my wife, praise Jesus, but for other people that do like it. It's also Toy Soldier Day. This I do appreciate because I had Army Men. when I was young. And we would take the Lysol, you know, the Lysol bathroom cleaner that fuzzed up when you put it in your bathtub? You know, like,
oh,
you know,
yeah. Yeah, like sort of, screaming bubbles or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. We used to take that and then we would do the army thing. And instead of just lighting them on fire, which we often did, we would take that little thing and go, oh, it's germ warfare. And then put the thing on it and you'd be like, I'm dying. Okay. I had a very interesting upbringing. National Dance the Waltz Day. I got nothing there. Stop Bad Service Day. This I did want to comment to. Have you ever gone to a restaurant or you've gone out anywhere and the person that's serving you is not a people person? You ever had that happen? And then they're just like, what do you want? What can I get for you? Fine. Yeah, what else? How about this? And they're just like, you're like going, wow, did you choose the wrong career? Anyhow, this is a Stop That Bad Service Day. So for all the people that serve other people, just put a bigger smile on your face and pretend everybody is fantastic, at least for today. Finally, it's National Snack Day and National Pound Cake Day. You like either of those? Well, you like snacks, right? You're just looking at me like I'm crazy.
Do you know why they call it pound cake?
No. Okay. I'm not even – where are we going with that?
The amount of ingredients in it.
Ah, weigh a pound? Uh-huh. They do not. They do? Next subject. See how I just skipped into that? I'm not even touching that. Just on this day in 1886, the Statue of Liberty was dedicated in New York Harbor. In 1948 on this day, here's the one. Remember, always one. Always one. Howdy Doody ran for president.
Nice.
Isn't that hilarious?
We had some of those this year.
Is that
year.
Only once?
Yeah, yeah. First of all, that's not only once. What was that last line about?
We had some of those this year.
Yeah, this year. Several Howdy Doodies. It's Howdy Doody time. So you're just watching these people going, what are you doing? So it is, though, thoroughly entertaining to sit there and think that people think this is really excellent, the human excellence. You met that, who's that girl? AOL?
Oh, AOC.
Oh, that's close enough. All right, so AOC. Anyway, she said she made fun of Mike Pence because Mike Pence is a Christian believer, and then she was making fun of – and I just was thinking, man, if you are the fulfillment of evolution, man has been fed a huge lie. That's all I got. It's like, come on. All right, let me give a shout-out to Guarantee Bank and Trust, who helped me coordinate some banking work. So I want to just say hey to Beverly, who, by the way, I called 2 days ago and asked for Bethany. Isn't that terrible? It's so bad. I want to say hi to Kyle. Hi to Charity. I haven't seen Charity for a while, so it was really great to see her. And the entire crew there at Guarantee Bank and Trust, especially the one in Rockwall. So they have other branches, but the one in Rockwall is the one that I go to. And I just want to say, hey, hello. Thank you for putting up with me. I'm not always the easiest person to put up with. Just ask Kimberly. Is here in the studio. She's just smiling, going, go on, Dave, keep talking. Let me get into my first teach. Here it is, How We Are Surprised. Here it is from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 11. Go, the Lord said to me, and lead the people on their way so they may enter and possess the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. When the Lord makes plans, now watch this. This comes from Ray Bentley, my friend in Escondido. He often hides many of the details. Like, yes, this is true. First of all, I want to say, Ray, thank you for writing this. You're getting coal for Christmas. Anyway, over and over, God gave Israel a revelation. The people will possess the land. He gave them a vision of the promised land, which they clung to for centuries, for quite some time. But how often did they ask, how will it come to pass? Even now, when they possess the actual land, they are embroiled in continuous battles to keep it. Even the best and the brightest prophets have been surprised by the actual events that ultimately fulfill prophecy. When God makes a promise or makes a commitment, even the people that make that proclamation are often like, really? That's how you're doing that? There is nothing weird about that. There's nothing strange about talking to God. There's this notion in church or in Christianity that you can't look up and go, what are you doing? And that's not true oftentimes the people of God have asked that. The reality check is that God just doesn't have to give you an answer. That's where you need to catch it. It's not that God is ignoring you, but the bottom line is if he told you, you'd probably explode. And so he doesn't want you to explode. He doesn't want people exploding all over the place. Here it is. Ray said this, and I think this was pretty interesting. He said, I think certain things should happen in a particular way. I'm usually wrong. Like, wow. Yes. I'm in good company, he said. John the Baptist questioned Jesus even after baptizing him and seeing him in the flesh. He said, are you the coming one or do we look for another? And it's like, wow, excellent point. That even John the Baptist, who Jesus recognizes one of the great prophets of all time, making proclamation, pointing to Jesus Christ, knowing this is it, even he said, you the guy, or we got something coming up after you, or is there something else we're not seeing? Consider that. Think about that. Some things just don't fit with the pictures that we have in our mind as to what's going on or what's going to take place. Just think of that. I just think you got to think about John the Baptist. What a great guy. And he's like, you the guy? You him? We need to give up many of our preconceived ideas. God fulfills his word and his promise in ways we are not capable of considering or even understanding. Consider how Jesus came for the first time. Most of the people did not expect the Messiah to arrive the way he did. And in fact, the majority did not. In fact, that's why the majority of people missed it. All we can do most often when you're in this place and I'm in this place and Kimberly's in this place, we're in this place. All you can do is stand back and smile and say, Lord, you are amazing. I would never have thought that you would have done it that way. It's not something I necessarily could have dreamed of or imagined. And why that's important is it's easy to turn that into a complaint. Okay? I don't like everything that the Lord is doing based on how I would do it. But it's not my job to be God. Therefore, I have to go, okay, and then get through another day and smile and trust. Is that easy? I would say no. I would say it's exceedingly difficult. I'd say there's times where I think the shape of my head is a little off on one side because I'm banging my head against the wall so often. But there is something about letting go in the trust process that takes us to this deeper place. And I'm not sure God puts every single person through that. I think he puts the people through that who really want to be closest to him. I think the chosen, frozen, nah, I don't care. But if you're listening to the show, if you're one of those people that love the Lord, you're not a chosen, frozen. You're just chosen. And he wants you to be closer and closer. And for whatever purpose and however he's going to pull it together, he's making us reflect Jesus more and more. There's just times where I wish he would do that with about $500,000 in the bank or a change of the situation that thereby it wouldn't be so stressful or painful or difficult. I just happen to know that some of us go through these trials and we can't quite figure it out. It's just one of those weird things. But as I was sharing with Kimberly today, we were talking privately before the show. Some of her trials and what she's going through are the same ones I'm going through, which are probably, in the audience out there, similar to the ones you are going through. Here's the one thing you can be sure of. You are not alone. There are others who will pray for you. And in fact, we're asking you to pray for us and we'll pray for you. When I mention the audience, that means you. And so I'm asking you to pray for us and we will pray for you. It can happen. All we need is a breakthrough or to hear a trumpet. And then the Lord comes back. And then the whole mess is better. Right? And it's like, okay, that drama is over. Whew. All right, when we get back, we're going to hang out with Kimberly, just talk and have a good time with some fellowship. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let me tell you, if you want to, I never did the trivia, did I? I kind of blew that one. Oh, my goodness. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I'll keep this first one real easy. Which book did King David write the most of? Okay, there was a book he wrote where he wrote more stuff in it than anybody else. He didn't actually write all of it, but he wrote most of it. Which book are we talking about? You can call and give me that answer. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. You know, I called it Irvine by accident today. I think I'm getting older. I think that's what's happening. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. If you go into the middle of the website, there's a place for donations. It's 100% tax deductible. It's kind of nice, better than not being tax deductible. And we encourage you to give whatever it is that the Lord would lead you to. And if it's zero, don't give anything. And then that definition is between you and the Lord. It's not, we're just offering to receive because we need to receive in order to keep going. Just that simple. Doesn't make nothing else, nothing weird about it. We encourage you to go to hemustincrease.org. Also, if you want us to be praying for you as a group, and then you're always welcome to call the show, and we will do our best to offer our prayer support for you, even live on the show while we're doing it. Again, our question is, what book did David write the most of? Pretty straightforward, pretty simple. I have a lot of confidence that you guys can get that one. Kimberly McQuinn. Kimberly?
Yes.
Say hi.
Hello.
Hello. I want to talk about Texas real estate and your spiritual journey. Which would you rather cover first?
Option three, please.
Option three.
I would like door number three, please.
Okay. What do you think of politics? No. Okay.
That's a good one. Huh?
All right. Talk to me a little bit about Texas real estate. What do you think? How does the market look? Good time to buy, good time to sell, good time depending on what you're trying to accomplish. What do you think's going on there?
Kind of like we talked about last time, it's going really well. We're obviously coming into the spring months where things go crazy in general. It's still a really good time for sellers. I would say we're still probably pretty strong. Most areas around the DFW Metroplex are still primarily a seller's market.
Okay.
It's evened out a little bit, but it's, you know, things are still moving pretty fast.
Does spring bring about people selling? And I'm really asking this because I want to know. Do people sell in the spring because it's springtime, it's new, they're thinking of change? Is that a reason that people and is that why people buy? I mean, does the seasons affect the mindset of people when they're purchasing or when they're selling stuff?
I think my personal opinion of that would be probably so. I mean, as far as, you know, looking at the market, I mean, it's just you look at the trends of – and then you can – and look how – I tell a lot of people, you know, most people that are moving in November, December timeframe are moving because they have to.
Okay. See, that's a good point.
Most people – it's a generalization.
And that's fine. That part's fine.
But you look at, you know, you're getting your family together for Thanksgiving, and then you're getting your family together for Christmas, and that's during the holidays, and people kind of want to be set in their home during those times, and so they're not necessarily looking to move during that time unless they have to. There's a job transfer, their lease is up, and just happens to be up that time of year, things like that. And again, in general, there are still other people that if they don't celebrate the holidays, then they don't really care.
Right. Doesn't matter. But the generalist society does that, where you're settling in or settling down more in November and December than going, oh, let's do this whole new plan.
Well, and if they're building a new house, it may be that they started building it in the spring, but it's not ready till November, December timeframe.
Right.
So I would say, you know, and a lot of times sellers will say, oh, I'm just going to wait till the spring to sell. Well, that's not necessarily a good thing because, yes, a lot of people are out looking and they know that that's a good time of year, but you've got a lot more competition because
excellent point.
Your neighbor who has the same floor plan as you and the same amenities as you, they also are waiting till spring to sell.
Right. Excellent
point. So then
point.
You're both out there at the same price with the same number of buyers looking. So it's not necessarily the best thing to do depending on your situation and what you need as a seller.
So that when you have two people that are real close to each other and they're offering the same kind of house, then because they're doing that, the price is dropping because, you know, somebody's trying to squeak out the sale first. I mean, that does happen quite a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you could say, well, you know what? I've got enough equity that I'm going to drop mine $5,000 and I know they need it. So theirs is still $5,000 more than mine, and people are going to come in, and you're just going to – I mean, obviously, you go to – I mean, or at least me. I go to the store, and the store brand milk's 50 cents cheaper than the name brand milk. Well, I buy the store brand milk.
Right, because it'll save you money, so why wouldn't you do that?
Now, there are some things that I like the brand, but –
some things I am a snob about in regards to branding. Come on, tell the truth. Yes.
This is Barry. It's all the way.
This is true. There's some things that I are like, no, I don't like that. No, I don't like that. I'm not big on generic aspirin. I'm one of those people. It's like
cereals, things like that. There are certain ones I like the brand, the name brand.
Wait, no. What cereal do you like? I've been doing that.
It's a good thing I have kids and grandkids because I can still buy them and not look like a fool.
What's your fave?
Lucky Charms.
You and Noel get along smashingly. I am a peanut butter Cap'n Crunch guy. I know. It's just some weird. I don't know what it is.
Cap'n Crunch just eats the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, I like that. And then I like the peanut butter part. I have a problem. I like peanut butter. I'm one of those people that like that. All right, let's go back to real estate. Sorry. Okay. So, so if they release at the same time, it doesn't necessitate it's a good time. What about people that are looking to buy? Should they be looking for any particular areas? I mean, is it better to buy in areas that are further out because it'll be less expensive and they'll basically get more house, right, for the money?
I mean, obviously.
Right.
But there are some people that are constrained by the map.
by the commute.
Where their job is, where their kids go to school, where their kids' activities are, where their family is. You know, some people, I will even say, you know, really, that's a personal decision.
Okay.
Because you have some people that they don't want the lot. They don't want the half acre, the acre, the 2, the 3 acres. They just want a little postage stamp. They don't want to have to do a lot of yard maintenance. That's why, you know, these builders, they build these neighborhoods that have zero lot line, then the regular standard size lots, and then
these excessive lots. Yeah, right.
And they build the different homes on all of those because there's so many different tastes out there. So to say, yeah, you should buy further out because you can get a better deal. Yes. But if that doesn't work for your family and your lifestyle, one of the things we always say, that's something we can't change.
Okay.
There are some things we can change. You can change paint. You can even change a floor plan if you take out enough walls or do whatever, right? But you cannot change location.
Right. So location is not just advantageous for seller when they're saying, you know, location, but even for a buyer who's got a map, maybe a pre-existent map in their mind, like this is the area I got to stay in. This is the realm I got to stay in. Mm-hmm. When we talked last time, you had just mentioned this, and you don't have to commit to it or anything like that, but you did mention that they might be easing some of the regulations a little from where they were. Remember where the regulations were in one place, and I think about 6 years ago or after the bubble busted and everything like that, then they were x-raying everybody's everything. It's a little weird, but now it looks like they're getting a little softer again. Is that trend still there, or does it look like it's still there?
I still get, you know, the mass emails about no document, no credit check type loans, things like that. I honestly, the lenders I use, my preferred lenders, are not doing any of those programs yet at this point. So I would be really leery.
And they're dangerous because if you try to qualify for something you can't afford, I mean, you're setting yourself up a little bit, aren't you?
Excuse me. Yeah, I just say I work with your real estate agent with one of their preferred lenders.
Okay, because then you're working with somebody who's an expert.
You're working
who gets
with
this.
Somebody that knows.
Yeah.
My lender that I use, I've used her for years. Not all of my clients have used her because she's not here locally, and so I have to do everything either over the web or email, those kind of things. I know that if she says you can be approved, and I know that if she says you can be approved for the XYZ amount,
that's how much you can get approved for.
That you are good to go.
See, that's
because
good.
She's not going to be one of these lenders that just gives anybody and everybody a pre-approval letter that says, "Oh yeah, you can afford a $750,000 house when you really can't afford $750 rent."
Yeah. What an excellent point. And that's actually what happened to Noelle and I when we came out here. We got an enormous amount of emails saying, don't rent, buy. We'll guarantee that you're going to qualify or whatever. Like, I didn't have a job. I was kind of curious how they were going to pull that off. I mean, it was kind of one of those things. We left California out here by faith. And so we didn't have anything. We were just trusting the Lord. And the way that the house opened up for us and the rental, that's a whole separate testimony in and of itself. But I think that's an important point that people need to be aware of, that just because you get an email, mass email. I mean, I got multiple emails in my junk box that say I'm a multimillionaire and all I got to do is sign over my Social Security and give them my bank information. I can inherit the trust fund that somebody has for me in Nigeria.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not worried about money at all.
I thought that was my uncle.
I think maybe a shared uncle. I am not sure how this works. But what I do know is that there are a lot of scams out there. So you should be – and that's one of the things a real estate agent offers, right? You offer expertise in the financing, in knowing the neighborhoods, and in each and every one of those components where a person has no idea.
Right. And I wouldn't say that I don't have the expertise in financing, but I have the people in place that I trust and I know – that they will take care of my people.
Right.
And that's one of my first things I tell new clients or potential clients is, if I don't know the answer, I have somebody on my team that does, and I can get that answer.
And that's crucial. You have access to everybody that is necessary in the process.
Right.
Okay. Awesome. Good job. Very good. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, come back, and talk a little bit about Christian Journey.
your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Do you think it's been organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, you know, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip. And in fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David... Alone. I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone. The question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's, and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Sometimes Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where if you're listening to this show, you are committed or should be committed somewhere. Our number, 972-445-0770. Again, our question that's on the board. See, that's our new statement. When we have a trivia question that doesn't get answered, we say it's on the board. Why? I don't know. Sounds good. Which book did David write the most of? King David. Not me. I only wrote one book, and it's not very good, so you don't really want to hear about that. Which book did King David write the most of? Now, that tells you a couple things right there. One, King David wrote a book. Two, he didn't write everything in that book. And three, King David wrote a book. He didn't write everything in the book, and you should know that answer. Okay. There you go. Our number here, what did I say our number was? 972-445-0770. We've been hanging out with Kimberly McQuinn, whose name is Kimberly McQuinn Ellis. Now, before we go anywhere else, I want to give some identifying markers for you to be able to touch base with her. She has a website, turn2realtyteam.com. Is that correct? Are we still on that?
That is correct.
Turn to. So why do you think, well, why would she have that phrase turn to? Because the whole premise is turn to Kimberly, turn to the expert in regards to real estate. So it's turn to Realty Team, because she has not, it's not just her, it's a team that she's amassing piece by piece and with people that she has in financing and in different appraisals and in different realms. It's a team. So all the people that she works with, it's kind of, that's the way you want to do it. Turn to realtyteam.com. Your phone number, one of the better ones. I like it. 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. H-O-M-E-S. That's a real estate agent. You got a phone number that has homes in it. Come on, man. That's great. All right. So Kimberly McQuinn Ellis is her name, but in the show we've been going by Kimberly McQuinn. But you're making a few changes there. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. I'm actually taking my married name.
Okay.
I kept my maiden name for a while because it flowed and it worked for business. But I decided, I kind of surprised my husband a couple months ago and started the process. So it's in the process of dropping the McQuinn and it'll just be Kimberly Ellis.
I just think that's great. It was a blessing for him to see that, to see you have your driver's license that has that.
Yeah, he did. He was all along. He was always like, oh, it's no big deal. It's not a big deal to me. And he's always called me Miss McQuinn. And so he's like, oh, I don't care. And when I got my driver's license, he's actually in Florida. And I sent a picture of it to him and I think it touched him. He just said that was really
– How cool is that?
Really special to him to actually see it. So.
That's cool. Let me pray over that. I just want to pray over the whole thing. Father, we just come before you and we just ask you to bless Kimberly and Tony. She is trying to be honoring to her husband in doing what she's doing. It's a blessing for him. He didn't require it or call for it, but she's doing it to make a statement of how much she loves him. I just pray that you would bless the two of them because of that. That seems to me like something that you see as right before your eyes, and we just ask you to bless Kimberly McQuinn Ellis to now Kimberly Ellis, and just let that name rock and roll for her, and let it be a blessing for her and for Tony, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, amen. So you weren't planning on that, but I just think that's cool. All right, we've only got we don't have tons and tons of time, but from a real estate point of view, is there anything that anything that people should be aware of? I know that there's a lot of people moving to Texas. I know that that type of thing is taking place. Can't that create kind of a glut? Can't that kind of create a jamming up in the whole real estate process? And doesn't that ultimately lead to real estate transactions taking longer if there's more of them? Or does that really not have that impact anymore?
I have not seen that. I mean, obviously, lenders in different loan types, there can be delays when they get really busy. You know, USDA, which are zero down programs for rural areas, those can take longer because there are certain appraisers they use, and there are certain, you know, when they have the monies available for these, the government releases the money that goes to fund these deals.
So that doesn't happen immediately? You mean the government doesn't give you your money back, right? Money for a loan? Takes longer?
They'll have a budget.
Okay.
Like they have a budget of so many that they'll do. And like especially with USDA, a lot of times they'll run out of funds early in the year. And then later in the year, October, something like that, they'll release another batch of funds to fund those deals. So you have that's why – a lot of the questions like we talk about in here are probably – I'd love to have my lender in here one day with us.
We'll do that next time.
Those are her type questions she can answer really well. But, you know, if the appraisers are behind because there's so many deals going through, there could be delays. Whereas instead of taking 20 to 30 days to close, it could take 30, 45 days to close. VA deals tend to sometimes take longer, sometimes 45, 60 days. Not always and not across the board, but there are occasions when that has been the case just due to appraisals or things that have to be – sometimes the appraisal comes back and says, well, these repairs have to be done before we can close or before we can accept the condition of the property. The VA appraisers really try to protect, you know, our veterans. So they want to make sure that they've got a good, solid right. home that they're moving into. So
a lot of that depends on the person, the financing, and the scenario.
Yeah, we have people coming in with cash. Those deals can close. I've closed one in about 5 days before.
That's fast.
Yeah. I don't know that my title company was really happy about having to do it that quickly. But, you know, as long as you have everything together and can get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, a cash deal, you can close very quickly.
Okay. So, but the most important thing is to find the house. Either find the house that you're going to buy, or if you're going to sell, have a plan.
I mean, there are some people that will sell that are like, oh, what's the seller house? Well, what do you want to do? Well, let's sell the house. Well, what are you going to do? Well, I don't know. We can get a boat. Don't they have big, you know, big lakes in Texas? It's like, yeah, you probably have to have a plan, right?
Well, and most people do once they, you know, when they get to the point of wanting to sell their home, they know where they're going next or where they want to go next. I would say the couple of things you asked about, and I'm sorry, these just kind of
sure.
popped into my head though. The couple of things when you say, you know, what do I want to let people know about real estate, or what do I want to get, what word do I want to get out there? That is, there are a lot of scams. You know, there are a lot of people who think, oh, well, agents, you know, they get paid a lot of money for doing nothing. We don't. We're there to protect you. There are a lot of rules and regulations on us
right.
and ethics that realtors have that we are supposed to abide by. I'm not saying there's not some bad seeds out there, but in general, don't get caught up. If it looks too good to be true, most likely it is. So seek the advice of the professionals. You know, you wouldn't just – well, I guess some people do go online to – you know, decide what they're sick with and self-diagnose.
But, yeah, worst thing ever.
But in general, you know, you go to the doctor, you go to the professional, and I'm not comparing myself to a doctor. I'm just saying go to the professionals, find someone that can help you. And if it looks too good to be true, double, triple, quadruple check. The second side of that is the iBuyers, the Open Doors, OfferPad, those kind of places. There are a lot of those out there right now. There is a time and a place. There are situations where those are something that a buyer, a seller would look to. But in general, the one thing I don't really hate them like a lot of realtors, and I'll probably get my hand slapped if there's any out there listening for saying that. But because I think there is a place for them in the market.
Right.
But they're a little deceptive.
There
are a lot of fees.
Right.
Those fees far outweigh what realtor fees usually are, because not only do they have the fees, they have all these little two or three different fees that add up to a certain percent, but then they also are going to come in and hit you for repairs. And usually their repairs are a lot more than what you would negotiate repairs with a true buyer versus them.
So there are more things to be examined when you're going through that process. Yes. And as a realtor, as an expert, because it's what you do, and it's, I don't think there's anything, you're not a doctor, but you're a doctor in the real estate realm. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like that's one of the things that people need to be aware of is the hidden things or the things unspoken yes. or the things covered that they keep in that somebody might keep in the shadows right. kind of mentality.
And you can still have an agent work with you with iBuyers. And I would say if one of them says to you, oh, no, don't do it, or, you know.
Fascinating.
I would be even more aware, you know. Review it even more, because what are they trying to hide? What do they, you know, why would they not want you to be represented in a transaction?
Yeah.
Why would they not want you to have someone review it and help you?
Yeah, that's one of the things, and I'm going to say something, I get a lot of trouble for this, but that's okay. But it always fascinates people that somebody goes, oh, you know, my only goal in life is to save you money. It's like, that's your only goal in life is to save me money? I find that hard to believe. Because most of the time it ain't true. So that's a really, really, really good point. I'm so glad you brought that up about iBuyers and stuff. It's like, really? It's not that they're all bad, but there can be something out there that is not not revealing all the material. And that right. using a realtor, at least you can get it all covered and get it protected
and
find protection.
One of those, you know, full disclosure. I had a home in a very niche-y neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And we had a deal fall through, and we had to move, and we had to get my daughter in school, and we had a lot going on. And I ended up selling. I actually netted more through the iBuyer than had I, you know, done a full retail sell. But you know, I knew how to negotiate, and I knew.
So you knew
in,
though what to
but
look.
I
for.
Knew what to look for, and I actually had two play against each other.
Amazing.
And I got a reasonable deal. Now I could have made more had I had time to make more repairs and do some things before we moved, but I just didn't have. I didn't have the time, and for me at that, and that's why I say I'm one of those. I don't hate them, and I won't say never ever use them. Just go in with your eyes open
and be aware.
And be aware.
Right. All right, folks. So now you've been listening to Kimberly Ellis. So now we've been having a good time. We're going to talk a little bit more. There's a little bit more teaching coming on. So I'm just warning you ahead of time. It's not the funnest thing you're ever going to hear. That's how the show's been going lately. I can't do anything about it. Her number, by the way, Kimberly's number, 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right. You'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know if you want to reach the show. Now, look, we have a trivia question that's on the board. I cannot believe that we're playing some of Billy's music right there. I cannot believe that we do not have an answer for our trivia question. 972-445-0770. Now, you guys, you can't do this. I don't want to have to take a Pepcid because I get indigestion because you don't know this answer. Okay? Which book did King David write the most of? He wrote one particular book. He just didn't write every single element in that book. Which book is that? I refuse to believe that you don't know that. I'm just taking my stand. There it is. Probably going to be sorry I did that. 972-445-0770. There it is. Now we got somebody calling in going, Saving Dave. That's a good idea. Website, by the way, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. And I think we have a caller. Hi, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Van.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Always good to hear your voice. Now, here's the question.
I ain't hearing a line.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, you know this one. I know you know this one because I know you know your Bible. So here's the question. Which book did David write the most of?
Psalms.
That is correct. The Psalms is the answer. Now, he didn't write all of them, did he?
No, but
he wrote most of them. It'll tell at the top for most people if you're trying to figure out which ones he didn't write. It says this was written by the sons of Korah or this was written by this. Excellent job. Thank you for saving the day because I was just sitting there thinking, I know the audience knows this. Good job, my friend. I appreciate you calling in and you being a part of the show.
All right. Bless you.
All right. God bless you too, brother. All right. Bye-bye. Excellent job. See, that's going to make me a lot happier on my drive home, even though it's raining and people are stopping because there's a boot on the side of the road. Got nothing for you there. We've been hanging out with Kimberly Ellis. You had to hear the show to understand what's going on. And in the meantime, I would like to get that opportunity to share with you about a psalm that I've come across. See, Kimberly, her journey, it's one of those weird things where her journey and my journey, there's some parallels going on in our lives. And I always find that fascinating. I never understood or never understand why the Lord does that, but we believe that the Lord is in the midst of it. So I think stuff like that's cool. And I just want to share this thing called the What Happened Psalm. Okay, so watch this. This is Psalm 77, verses 1 through 9. I cried out to the Lord for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. And at night, I searched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned, and I mused, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remember my songs in the night. My heart mused and my spirit inquired, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? I know, hold on. That's the struggle. And I'm telling you, I know every person out there that hears my voice goes, yep. Yep, Dave. Yep, yep. Professor Spoonie, you nailed that one. Sorry, honey. I mean, that's just, you ever feel that way? Of course you do. Of course you have. But listen to the next two verses. Because you and I still need solutions. Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. I will, yes, remember your miracles of long ago. Amazing that the psalmist can tell you and I what we're feeling by writing out those words, that God includes that as part of his word so that you and I can understand it, which is why I tell you to get your BFN in the book, which stands for Big Fat Nose, and you got to be in the book knowing, okay, you can do it audio, I don't care, but here's the bottom line, you got to be in the book, and here it is, these first nine verses where the psalmist is like going, ow. Ow, 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 ow. Did you forget my Band-Aid? And where is my methylate? Well, guys, if you're old and you know what methylate is, I give you credit. Where is my Neosporin? That's the new one. And where's the Band-Aid? And where's all that stuff? And what is the answer that the psalmist gives? because it gives an answer to his own problem, which, just so you can know, as Christians, most of the time, somewhere in you, you know what's right. And you know that you're doing the best you can, but you gotta do certain things that you don't get to change in. I just imagine Joseph, after, from the time that he was sold until he was actually standing before Pharaoh, 13 years. 13 years of false accusations, being sold. His brothers wanted to murder him. I mean, this guy, this is just 13 years. And then another 9, by the way, on top of that, before he faced his actual brothers. Long time. And yet, he didn't quit. And you just get the impression that he knew this, which the psalmist wrote, maybe better than I do, maybe better than Kimberly does, maybe better than a lot of people do. Here was the answer. Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years of the right hand of the Most High God. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. So the answer, get this, is remembering what God has done until it gets better. Oh, so hard. No. I hate Christian school. Sometimes I hate it because it's like, oh, that's right. There's something right about that. Even in my heart, as I share it with you, I experience it. I hate it. But I know it's right. And therefore I love it because I know it's right. And it's the bottom line is God has delivered you and I 10,000 times. We're just going to have to hang on to that until we get to 10,001. And it's hard. So I encourage you, as a brother in the Lord, I encourage you, and Kimberly encourages you, and I encourage Kimberly, and she encourages me. Here's the bottom line. Got to. What else are you going to do? Where else are you going to go? To who else has the words of life? Where else can you go? Nowhere. There's just nowhere else to go but to the Lord. And the one thing that I do know about the Lord, after 41, October, November, December, almost 41 and a half years, I was counting, is when he delivers, there's such a sweetness that the pain dissipates. And it doesn't linger with you the way that other pains do. When the Lord brings you through, you're like, it's that moment that you know not only that God is in control, but that he cares about you specifically, not just generally, but personally. So we need to encourage one another until the deliverance comes. There's no other way to do it. I wish I could just go bing and everything was perfect for everybody I ever met. But Bing is a search engine. It's not God. And we need to submit. You like that one? And surrender to the Lord. Okay? Okay. All right, folks. You asked for it. You're listening to it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.